Today we celebrate Reformation Day. And from today's gospel, Jesus is right in front of them. The Word is right in front of them. The gospel is right in front of them, the Jews. And Jesus says to them, "If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Right in front of them is the freedom, is the truth, and is the gospel. But they want to talk about the past. They're stuck in the past. So immediately the past comes up, and they start talking about Abraham. And they're a little confused, and they say, "Wait a minute. We are of the offspring of Abraham." In other words, we're good, aren't we? Like, we're okay. And then Jesus says about freedom and also enslavement. And at this point, when he brings up the topic of this, they say, "Wait a minute, we have never, ever been slaves to anyone." I find it kind of ironic that this is the gospel this morning. The other day, I went to the mall and I made a purchase. I picked up these glasses. Tell me what you think. You like them? I just think they match with the black that I always wear, and they just fit in perfectly. But there was one reason why I bought these glasses, because they're special glasses. On the left side, on the inside of the glass, there's a mirror. Kind of clever. And on the other side of the glass, there's a mirror, so that when you put them on, you can see the people behind you. In fact, I can see the acolytes. And I thought to myself, how many of us are really not looking forward? We're looking backwards. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking backwards when it comes to the Reformation and what we won in the battle of the Reformation. But how many of us are living our lives not in the present, not in the now, not looking forward to the future, but we are almost like wearing these glasses? We're focused on what used to be. Now, that could be anything. But the Jews in today's gospel, that's exactly what they were doing. The truth was right in front of them, was it not? Jesus Christ, the gospel, was right in front of them. But they started talking about the past. And when it came to the past, they didn't even have it right. How many of us are doing the same thing? Today's gospel, Jesus brings them the truth. He brings them the wisdom. He brings them the gospel, as he does to us today. So I think there's three things we can learn from how the Jewish people reacted. Number one, their direction wasn't really right. The direction that they had was to the past. And there's nothing wrong with thinking about the past as long as you don't live there. They said, "We're offspring of Abraham." What do you mean? In other words, "We don't really need what you have, Jesus, because we're already covered. We're children of Abraham. We can trace back our ancestry back to Abraham. Therefore, I don't get it. Why should we continue in the truth? And why should we even talk about freedom? We've never, ever been slave to anyone." Reminds me of the message of Advent. John the Baptist, he's at the Jordan River, been there many times, beautiful place to be, and out in the middle of the desert, the Jewish people come from all over. All over. And John is baptizing. And what does he say to the Jewish people, do you remember? "Don't think for one moment that because you're children of Abraham, you don't need this." He says, "God can raise up these stones as children of Abraham." It's exactly what Jesus is saying in today's gospel. It's ironic because today we celebrate what? We celebrate a past event. 1517, Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses on the Wittenberg door. The whole battle of the Reformation, the struggle between light and darkness, the Roman Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church. Hurrah, right? Well, I don't think Luther would want us to put on glasses and focus on him today. I don't really think so. And the only reason I can say that with great authority is because when people came out and said, "We're Lutherans," Luther said, "Wait a minute. I didn't die for your sins." And he objected to the topic or even the identity the identity of being Lutheran. And he said, wait a minute, I did not die for your sins. Now, later on, he recanted, he changed his mind, and here we are at the Lutheran Church. But his first reaction was to point to Jesus, to point to the wisdom, to point to the gospel, not to himself. And so I think if we focus on a man that is mortal, we could miss it. That pride could elevate or bring us to a point of arrogancy that I don't think we want to go to. It's the same type of arrogancy that the Jewish people were living in. The second thing I think we can learn from the Jews in today's gospel is that their memory was not really clear. When Jesus began to talk to them, he said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And what did they say? Well, we've never been free, or we've never been enslaved to anyone. We've always been free. It's not an issue. It's almost like they didn't know their history, because we know under Moses, under the Egyptians, and under Pharaoh, they were enslaved. We also know that during this time, they were pretty much enslaved by the Romans. But they really didn't get it, or they didn't want to get it. There's a lot of study today about memory, and it's very exciting. A lot of times we think that when we recall a memory, like maybe when we were 15 or 13 or 12 or birthday party or something that happened to us, that we're actually recalling the memory, that we're actually going back to that first event and we're having a clear description of what actually happened. And scientists are saying that's not true. The minute something happens to us, and if it's traumatic or if it's not traumatic, we have an imprint of what happened to us in our brain. But the more we talk about it, believe it or not, and they've proved this, the more we have talked about it in our vocabulary to our friends and as we have constructed a history, we get further and further and further away from that moment in time. In other words, it looks like this. Something happens, could be 1962, 1970, whatever the event is. And then later on we talk about it. And then later on we talk about it. Later on we talk about it. We're never going back to the original event. We're talking about the last time we talked about it. And because circumstances have changed, because everything has changed in our life, little by little that memory is being changed to the point that when we get down the road telling that story over and over again, it's so far from the original story of what actually happened. Now, the reason I bring this up is because the Lutheran Church of 1517 does not even exist anymore. Doesn't that startle you, maybe? Even the Catholic Church of 1517 doesn't really exist anymore either. You would be very hard-pressed to go over to St. Ignatius and ask for an indulgence or to purchase one, because they're not going to sell one to you. That's how much the church has changed. The Roman Catholic Church has evolved. They're not stuck in time of 1517. Now, before you get upset at me, I will tell you this. The Lutheran Church has also changed and evolved from 1517, from Martin Luther to today. Would it shock you to let you know that Martin Luther had a strong devotion to the Virgin Mary? He never let go of that. It's hard to find Lutherans today that have any kind of devotion to the Virgin Mary. Maybe I can think of one or two, and that's about it. Martin Luther also distinguished law and gospel, but he also distinguished between mortal and venial sins. But that's not a conversation we would have today. Most people don't talk about it. It's not even in our vocabulary. And he also was very strong about private confession. So the Lutheran Church of 1517 is just a memory, folks. It doesn't exist today in 2015. It has evolved. It has changed. But what hasn't changed? What hasn't changed is the truth and the gospel. What hasn't changed is Jesus Christ, who is the same today, yesterday, and forever. In today's epistle, Paul is writing to the church of Rome, and he's talking about the purpose of the law and the purpose of the gospel. The purpose of the law is to show us our sin, to make us aware that we fall short of the glory of God. This is what Luther fought for. And the gospel is a message of Jesus Christ. That now, in time, right here in time, now, not in the past, but right here, Jesus comes to us with the message of forgiveness and mercy and grace. There was an old saint that said this: when we look at the crucifix, you understand how much Jesus loved you then. And that's a past event. And there's nothing wrong with looking back to the past. But then she goes on to say this: when you look at the sacred host, you understand how much Jesus loves you now, right now, here in this place. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.